neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Because the other important tobe means tobe, that means behtar. To become behtar, it's called teshuvah, lashuv. To do U-turn. Some people think the U-turn is only when you drive. It actually means you have to turn. That's called Teshuvah. So Rambam Zatzal brings the Teshuvah that is related to Machshava, to way of thinking, such as ego. It's called Ga'ava, Takabur, Ka'as, Anger, Hitul. You know what Hitul means? He told Persian, they call it mashake. It's a Hebrew word, sechok. So they use it as mashake. It's the same thing as Hebrew, sahaka, mashake. But actually it's mashake, they use the zang. That means you put down people in your thoughts, not even verbally, that you think of nothing, you disrespect them. It's very interesting that there's a beautiful midrash that Yaakov Avinu told his two kayur, zealous children, Shimon Levi, ki ba'apam haregu ish. Apam is understood by charon af, means anger. Would explain, Yaakov Avinu meant when he says with their nose, actually. Af means nose. Persian, they call it bini. You know what they call it bini? Milashon bina. Because when Mashiach comes, he can tell your status by smelling. So as they say, no, I smelled it. You have heard they use this term? Yes? So Persian, they say bini, milashon bina. That means understanding. So Yaakov Avinu told Shimon Levi, be'apam hargu ish. What does it mean? Can you move your nose? It's a very little, no? Some people, they can make an action with their nose. So Yaakov Avinu said, you can kill people by as minute action of moving your nose. Like let's say somebody says a statement. He presents his idea. By turning your nose, then you can make fun of him. It's called hitul, to put down. So here Rambam Zatzal brings that this is one of the most important teshuvot, because it related to machshava. As the Gemara Yomad of Haftet brings, hir hure avera, qashim me avera. What does it mean? What you think about people, it's even worse than doing it. That we go through Judgment of Rosh Hashanah, there are three books. It's called Tzaddikim. That right away, they give him another registration tag, like the car, for another year. God forbid, if he's not a Tzaddik, then it will be canceled. So Beinoni, what is Beinoni means? Beinonim, neutral ones, Mianero they call it. Then we have to wait till Yom Kippurim. So now the question is, can we fit the Beinonim like bottom of the Book of Tzaddikim or not? Like somewhere there. No, at the time of Rosh Hashanah. Because he says you have to hold on to them till Yom Kippurim. You follow? This tzaddik, right away, they give him another extension for another 365 days. God forbid, he's a wicked, he's a rasha, forget it. So now, Beinoni, then they wait. Why? Why they wait? So there's a very beautiful midrash in Parshat Nitzavim. It says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulachem Hayom. Who said this? Atem Nitzavim Hayom?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Nitzavim mean? Standing still. So Mai says a very beautiful thing. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom told Am Yisrael, what did he tell him? He said, you are greater than me. Why? Because when you commit the wrongdoing, and then you did Teshuvah, as the Gemara says, whoever that does Teshuvah, he's even greater than the Tzaddik. That means the Tzaddik even cannot come around him. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is telling Am Yisrael, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. You are greater than me. Why? Because you commit a wrongdoing, you worship the golden calf, and you did the Teshuvah, so now you're greater than me. Since I'm not in your level even. You're even greater than me. So now, here the Gemara says that Beinonim, we cannot feed them in the Book of Tzaddikim. Why? Because when they do Teshuvah, then they need a greater book. They cannot feed them in the Book of Tzaddikim. Why? Because they we even higher than Tzaddikim. You like the Midrash? It's unbelievable. Golden, diamond book. Yeah. So, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, אפילו צדירים, גמורים, אינם עומדים. I mean, even one is triple A tzaddik, he cannot even come close the one that has repented completely. So now here, we have a pasuk that everybody knows it by heart, especially when you take the Sefer Torah out. Like today, we say, Chadesh Yameinu Keredem. What does Keredem mean? Like in the past. What does it mean? Qedem. The Quf is for Ghain. Dalet is for David. Mem is for Menashe. These are the three characters that did wrongdoing. Ghain, David HaMelech, and Menashe. And they all did Teshuvah, and Hashem accepted the Teshuvah. So here we say, Chadesh Yameinu, like Qayin and David and Menashe, that they did such a terrible thing. And they did Teshuvah, and Ribono Sholam accepted the Teshuvah. So, we please, Ribono Sholam, give us the right Chokhmah to be able to do Teshuvah and wake up. Just like Qayin and David and Menashe, that they committed such a wrongdoing, and then they didn't lose hope. And even Adam HaRishon came to his son and says, what did you do? Rambam brings this in Halachot. Says, I did Teshuvah and Hashem forgave me. So right away, we see the Mizmor 92. Who said it? Adam HaRishon. Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat Tov Lehitvadot LaHashem. Hashem. Says, don't read the lehodot, but lehit vadot. Lehit vadot means vidui. So Adam HaRishon learned from who to do Teshuvah? From who? Qayin his son. That even though he committed such a terrible thing, but still, Ribono Shel Olam accepted his Teshuvah. Shash Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Otanu, Teshuvah Gemurah Ushlema, Nizkeh Mishanam Ali. בשורות טובות, נחת, אמן כי ירצה.
כל הנשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כל הנשמות, נשמות שלי. כל הנשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כל הנשמות, נשמות שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.